supposititious, non-existent persons, but into the head of Thomas Gradgrind... No, sir. In such terms, Mr. Gradgrind always mentally introduced himself, whether to his private circle of acquaintance or to the public in general. In such terms, no doubt, substituting the words boys and girls for sir, Thomas Gradgrind now presented Thomas Gradgrind to the little pitchers before him who were to be filled so full of facts. Indeed, as he eagerly sparkled at them from the cellarage before mentioned, he seemed a kind of cannon loaded to the muzzle with facts and prepared to blow them clean out of the regions of childhood at one discharge. He seemed a galvanizing apparatus, too, charged with a grim mechanical substitute for the tender young imaginations that were to be stormed away.
"Girl number 20,
said Mr. Gradgrind, squarely pointing with his square forefinger. "I don't know that girl. Who is that girl?"
"Sissy Jupe, sir,"
explained number 20, blushing, standing up and curtsying.
"Sissy's not a name," said Mr. Gradgrind. "Don't call yourself Sissy. Call yourself Cecilia."
"Its father has called me Sissy, sir,"
returned the young girl in a trembling voice, and with another curtsy.
"Then he has no business to do it," said Mr. Gradgrind. "Tell him he mustn't. Cecilia Jupe, let me see.